On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU track and field team just hosted the NSIC Multis this past week. Also, we're in St. Cloud last weekend. Mackenzie Hoppert, a sophomore from Andover, took the top spot in the 600 meter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
As the season has progressed, are you where you want to be right now, knowing that the NSIC championships are about a week away?
I'm a little slower, a couple seconds slower than I would like to be, but right about I'm at my fastest time that I was last year, so if I can just keep improving until then, that'd be great.
What other events do you run?
This year I've kind of moved more up to the mid-distance. Last year I think in my head I wanted to be more of a sprinter, so I run anywhere from the 600 to the 1,000. The 600 is my main event, and then I also run the 4x4.
What technically is different from the 600 to the 1,000 to a relay to anything else? I mean, how much different is what you need to do?
The pace is definitely different, and obviously the distance. The further up it goes, the slower it is, and vice versa. And then the relay is just a whole other atmosphere with everyone else on the team.
What do you do to prepare for a 1,000? I mean, what is the longest that you'll run just to get yourself where a 1,000 meters is like taking three steps?
We run outside 2 days a week, anywhere from 4 to 6 miles. And then our workouts inside, our sprint workouts, are longer distances, around like a 1,200, and then it goes down. Anywhere from 100 to a 200 is the lowest.
How different are practices this year without the men around?
It's a lot. It's weird. It's hard. It was hard to adapt initially, but obviously we've gotten through it. But with them there, it was easy for them to push us, encourage us at practice, and vice versa with them too.
Hate to say that good things can come out of a situation like that, but you know, instead of the coaches dealing with 50 to 60 people, you're now getting a lot more one-on-one attention, I would assume, correct?
Definitely. That part does help a lot. They focus on just us, so.
How much better have you gotten because of it?
Well, like I said, I'm faster at this time of the season than I was last year, and I just think even communication with the coaches is much easier. Because they don't have as many people to take care of.
NSIC Championships in Mankato. What kind of a facility is it like? Is it a fast track, slow track, hard track, soft? What's it like?
Well, I've never been there personally, but I do know they also have the national meet there for indoor, so I would assume other people think it's a fast track, so hopefully it works out for us.
Good luck next week.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.